BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Actual Alan Shearer comes on to talk the World Cup. And I persuade Chris to go get some more publicity for my documentary about my perfect football song, which is on tonight, In the Toilets. Dev plays Real or No Real and a fascinating fact about Lily Allen. And something that I haven't told you for a couple of weeks, a strange thing which happens to me during a massage, which I'm kind of paranoid about.
BBC Radio 1.
Oof, lunch isn't going well for me today.
What's up?
Just swallowed a bit of the plastic fork.
Oh, no, you haven't, have you?
Oh, I always do that. You know, like when it breaks off.
Also, don't say that because health and safety people will be listening right now going, I don't know, we certainly haven't filled out a form for you having to eat lunch.
No, but I ate it of my own accord. It was me that decided to put the plastic fork in my mouth. What are you going to do about it?
Yeah, you've just got a bit too keen, haven't you? Why? This happens. This has happened to you before, I'm sure of it.
That's all right. Give it a couple of hours. At the other end.
Right.
So, yeah, that's gone. And also, massive meat sweats from whatever you bought me today. Thank you.
Yeah, no worries.
Oof. Right, it's 1:15.
You need a good lunch on a Monday. I'm a true believer in that.
I need a fan. Blink 182 coming up because it's Radio 1 rocks all this week. So we're going to play all the small things. That'll be a bit of a moment. And we can tell you what to expect from the rest of Radio 1 rocks. I mean, I'm getting fully involved.
Yeah.
I might even grow my hair a bit longer. And Of Mice and Men is Radio 1's track of the day. They're in session with Zane tonight. You'll hear all that before 1:30. Alan Shearer's on a bit later.
Yes.
Shearer. 2:40. Talk to him about my football song, which has had lots of free downloads now, but you can still download it because tonight it'll disappear from the Radio 1 website. You know the one that I heard quite a lot over the weekend on Radio 1? With me in 5 Seconds of Summer. It's called Hearts Upon Our Sleeve. Download it now and keep it forever or lose it tonight at midnight when it goes from the Radio 1 website. So I'm talking to Shearer about that and general lad stuff.
It's great at the moment. Loving the show right now.
2:40. This has never happened. This is the laddiest this show has ever been. Also, I try and get as much publicity as possible using Chris and some toilets for my documentary tonight, which is how to make the perfect football single. Radio 1 Stories at 9 o'clock. So you know I got the band together and we got some writers involved and I did a rap. But how do we do all that? 9 till 10 tonight on Radio 1. Spread the word. Tell everyone you know.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Got some hot news about the official World Cup song coming up as well. Running Scared, that's what they are.
Radio 1 rocks!
Oh God, I'm scared. So all this week, Radio 1 rocks. You look at me, you think rock.
You change your voice ever so slightly when you hear this music.
What do you mean?
I've noticed you just suddenly sound a bit cooler.
Yeah, so it's Radio 1 Rocks.
Yeah,
Radio 1 Rocks, dude. And it's Download Festival this weekend. One of the biggest rock festivals in the UK. So we are getting you totally in the mood for it with a week of special live performances. Am I still doing the voice?
Kind of.
What do you mean?
It's just ever so slightly...
Less camp.
You change it slightly less camp.
Okay. So kicking off tonight from 7pm with Zane and Dan P. Carter live from the BBC's Maidervale Studios. They'll have live sets from Of Mice and Men, Architects and Bury Tomorrow. I thought Architects were off of Led the Body Groove.
No, they've changed direction. They're rock now.
And then followed by a live lounge late with Pulled Apart by Horses, 10pm with Alice Levine. Then from midnight, it's the king of rock himself, Dan P. Carter. Of Mice and Men are co-hosting... I can't keep that up. Of Mice and Men are co-hosting the show tonight with him from midnight. And he's got a specially recorded Maid of Vale session from Beartooth. So much rock. All this week on Radio 1. So, 7 o'clock, Zane and Dan P. Carter from Maid of Vale Studios tonight with 3 live rock sets... Pulled Apart by Horses, Live Lounge 8 from 10 o'clock with Alice, and then Dan P. Carter hosting the show with Of Mice and Men. And they're coming up next with the track of the day. It's all about Radio 1 Rocks this week.
Radio 1 Rocks!
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, someone's been on. They did ask for Architects in a rock club and they played Body Groove. That was one of the worst moments of their life. It would be as a rock fan. Dale in Tipton says, don't forget to respect what they're doing. Went on about rock bands. I've heard Zane say it loads. Good tip.
I've heard that rock group A get mixed up with A1 before as well.
Oh, that's bad.
That's a horrendous one to mix up there. There's a couple of Who's there for you as well.
Someone's going, it's of Monsters and Men. Well, it's not, though. It's of Mice and Men. Mm. And that's Radio 1's track of the day. Thanks for writing in. They're a rock band from Southern California. The track is called Feels Like Forever. They've tweeted me saying that I'm about to play them, so they're probably listening right now in Southern California. What will they be doing?
Oh, they'll be in a van.
In
some
a van.
Dirty van.
Some dirty van.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So many fans of that on the Radio 1 text today. That is Of Mice and Men and Feels Like Forever. Chris from Hemel Hempster makes a really good point. If this lot are co-presenting with Dan P. Carter tonight, then they doubt they're very much that they'll be in a van in California right now.
Good point. They're in California, though.
Well, they're based in California, but they'll be in a dirty van probably on the M1. Dirty. In Milton Keynes area. Michael in Belfast says, that's my type of noise. Great. Simon from Mid Wales. Cracking.
Not exactly Glee, is it? Someone's texting.
Yeah, some people are really confused. Sam in Swansea says, are you now a macho football-loving metalhead? You've changed. I like it, but it feels odd. I know. Simply wow, says Louis in Putney. So amazing hearing heavy rock on Radio 1. Yes, says Jess in Wolves. If you like that kind of thing, we've got a Radio 1 rock show, you know, all the time. If you can't catch it live, then listen again on BBC iPlayer.
Now, I've just shown you a picture of the band as well.
They're incredible.
Which is good as well, because you know, very different to One Direction.
They're certainly not a boy band.
You've done a lot of stuff with One Direction lately.
They're different. Right, can I just say, looking at them there, to get that look, that is hair straighteners on full.
Really?
Right.
So is it a different van to how I imagine? Is it like a sort of mobile beauty salon?
No. But like they would have straightened them before. And what happens is like you have to put it on full. So like if you touched it, it would really, really burn you. And that's how you get your hair that straight.
I should try it.
I'd like to see that.
Mm.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
That was Adele and Skyfall on BBC Radio 1. And Kings of Leon, Don't Matter.
Bit of a who that Adele one there? Uh-oh.
What do you mean?
Well, no, is that...
You hooing Adele?
Yeah, is that wrong to do?
Yeah.
Why?
It's Adele.
Yeah? No, I'm saying it's a tune. I love the song.
You can't hoo Adele.
All right, sorry.
One of the biggest selling artists in the world.
Doesn't mean she can't be hooed.
To be fair, it's been a while.
You're saying she's too rich to be hooed?
Yeah, a bit, yeah.
All right, sorry.
Coming up, Tiesto and also Royal Blood. More rock. Tonight on Radio 1, there's something that I would like you to listen to. It's called Radio 1 Stories, the perfect football single, and it's how I made the best football song ever, in my opinion, with loads of help from sport types and celebrity people. Chappers was here the other day. That was a highlight, wasn't it?
I really enjoyed seeing him again.
Back from the toilet 4 years later.
Still as grumpy.
Also, we recorded the song with massive band 5 Seconds of Summer in the recording studio.
Oh my God, it's mad. When you really think about how this song has gone from you saying that you're going to go out and make the world's best World Cup song at the moment.
It's escalated.
You know, and having it done that week, me being unsure, a couple of weeks later securing a band, you actually have done all right.
Thank you very much. And it's good to finally have that acceptance from you after weeks of, don't think you're going to do it. So, yes, we went into the studio with 5 Seconds of Summer. We got Guy Mowbray on board to do some commentary at the beginning. Absolute legend. I'm doing a rap and thousands of people have downloaded it for free. But you've only got till midnight to download it. I'm talking about Hearts Upon Our Sleeve, my football song for this year, which I think is better than the official one. By Jennifer Lopez and Pitbull.
God, well, arguably the best story of your life, this, isn't it?
It's pretty good.
This really is one to turn into a book. I mean, you've started with nothing and you've created this song.
If you told me 3 years ago that I would have made a football song, I wouldn't have believed you.
This is a good story.
I feel quite an achievement here.
It should have been a movie, perhaps.
Well, it's just an hour-long documentary on Radio 1 tonight between 9 and 10, making the perfect football single.
Will you be listening?
Absolutely, yeah. Good. I always listen to myself when I'm on, like, recorded. So I've got an idea for this, which I'd quite like you to publicise, because I want everyone to tell everyone they know about this documentary tonight. It's been a lot of hard work for not only me, but for the writers of the song, for the people behind the scenes. They've worked so hard to make this happen. And you can hear how it all came together tonight between 9 and 10. I think we should play
Scott Talks to Men in the Toilets,
because we haven't done it for a while. So what I'd quite like to do is go into, not this floor, but go into some toilets a few floors down here in the massive...
I thought we were just going to tweet it.
No, in the massive BBC building. We'll tweet it as well, but I'd quite like you to go and tell people in the loos, but not the Radio 1 loos, that this documentary is happening tonight.
Why?
Just to try and get as many people listening as possible. Sometimes these shows get overlooked. I know a lot of people will listen again on the iPlayer, but I want people to be there, like an appointment tonight at 9 o'clock to listen to Radio 1. But tell as many people as you know, and if you go to, go like 2-3 floors down.
But it'll only be 2 or 3 people.
That's okay. It's still more listeners, potentially.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
If you ever wanted to make a football song yourself but don't know how, I'll teach you tonight at 9 o'clock on BBC Radio 1. Perfect football single, making of. Just gonna spread the word a bit here in the toilet. It's time for
Scott Talks to Men in the Toilets.
Hi Chris, where are you?
Hi Scott, I'm in a toilet in the big BBC building here in London.
Mm-hmm.
What I've decided to do is go down a couple of floors.
Yeah.
So that it's no one that we work with, but all sorts of important BBC people work on this floor. It's one of those, you know, one of the management levels that's here.
Oh, I thought you were on the floor where they did Rogue Traders and Watchdog.
No. We went to the floor below that just because they looked a bit more serious.
Yeah, okay. So it's a management floor at the BBC.
Yeah, well, I just thought that, you know, everyone at Radio 1 has obviously heard us talking about the documentary, so it's better that we go somewhere new to advertise it.
Yeah, okay, so it's my World Cup documentary, How to Make the Perfect Football Song, tonight at 9 o'clock on Radio 1. But do these other people know it? So, I want you to cough when somebody comes into the toilet. Are you in a cubicle?
Yeah, so what I've done is there's 3 toilet cubicles here. I'm just in the middle one, because then I thought if someone goes either side, then we can sort of try and engage them in conversation.
Really good. Okay, so then just ask them what they're going to be doing at 9 o'clock tonight.
What they're going to do at 9 o'clock tonight, okay.
Yeah. Is there someone there?
Hang on, there's
someone. Cough if yes. Okay. Go in.
Hello? Hello, is anyone in here?
Hello.
Hello, you're right.
Yeah, you?
What are you up to tonight at 9?
I'm probably watching TV.
Oh, yeah.
You?
There's this documentary I quite fancy on Radio 1 at 9.
Oh, really?
It's about, you into your football?
Yeah.
It's about this fellow who's made this World Cup song, looks alright.
Oh, really?
Tell him you can listen on his TV, radio, online.
You can listen, there's an app, iPlayer radio app. I've heard, you just find it on there. Listen online if you want.
Or on the radio, maybe.
We can go old school and listen on the radio and all.
I'll check that out.
Alright. Finishing up.
Oh God.
Yes.
Just make them agree to listen to Radio 1 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock Radio 1.
9 o'clock Radio 1, mate.
I'll download the iPhone radio app.
Yeah. He's gone. I can't tell if there might be someone. No, I think we're on. I think we're alone now.
Okay.
Oh no! Hang on.
What now? Again?
Hello. Are you coming or are you going? No, I think they're leaving. They're not talking. Do you want to come back to me, Scott?
What I'll do is I'll listen to you. I'll play this song, and then if like just cough if someone's in, and then we'll come back to you. All right?
All right then.
Okay, see you a minute.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, I think I just heard a cough from Chris. Chris, can you confirm with another cough? Okay, go for it.
Hello?
Hello?
Are you in the toilet?
Yeah.
Are you in the cubicle?
Obviously. Yeah, no, I'm in the urinal.
Oh. You're not going to be there long then. What are you up to tonight?
Probably going shopping, actually.
You don't, what are you doing at 9?
Not sure yet, if I'm honest.
You into the football, mate?
You into the football?
Yeah.
Mate?
Who do you think's going to win the World Cup?
Ooh, I reckon Argentina.
What do you think of that World Cup song with Pitbull?
Absolutely.
Have you heard it?
Tell him there's a better one.
I saw about his documentary on Radio 1 tonight at 9.
Yeah.
About how they made this really good football song?
How they made this really good football song. Well, much better than the Pitbull one. I just thought you might want to check it out. If you're a football fan in that, you're washing your hands.
No, I'm struggling to pee with you there.
Oh, sorry.
What?
Stage fright happens to the best of us, mate. Do you know what I do? Whilst we're here, if it helps, there's this song called Waterfalls. And what I do is I just gently sing it to myself, and sometimes that helps.
I'm going to come back later.
Do you want me to sing it for you? Don't go chasing waterfalls. 9 o'clock tonight, Radio 1. All right? He's gone.
Oh. Stage fright, was it?
Yeah, classic case of stage fright, I think.
Yeah, but there's not normally somebody talking to you from the cubicle, though, is there?
Do I wait here still?
Maybe wait for one more. Oh, God. Okay. Go straight in.
Hello? Have you got any toilet roll there? I've run out.
Yeah.
Just pass over the top. What are you up to tonight?
Seeing my girlfriend.
I heard about this thing. I don't know if you're interested. It's this documentary on Radio 1. And they're trying to make the best World Cup song ever. Might be something your girlfriend's into.
Thanks.
Do you like football?
Do you like football?
This is a bit weird.
Do you like boy bands?
Do you like boy bands?
Well, they're not a boy band.
They're not a boy band.
They're called 5 Seconds of Summer, and they've made this song with a bloke called Scott Mills.
5 Seconds of Summer, I don't know if you've heard of them. They've made this song with veteran Radio 1 DJ Scott Mills.
Cool.
I didn't say that. The making of it is on tonight.
The making of it's on tonight, 9 o'clock, Radio 1. Just in case you and your missus want to do stuff to that.
Sit around the radio.
Sit around the radio, you know how it is. He's gone. He's just left.
I like the idea of him and his girlfriend just sat around the radio waiting at 9 o'clock, like it's the 50s.
Yeah.
Hello, this is London.
I'm scared of leaving the cubicle now because I'm worried about the people outside in the office.
Well, I suggest that you come back when the coast is clear.
Okay, alright.
Come back.
Alright then.
Thanks for the publicity.
Bye then. Bye.
Scott talks to men in the toilets.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Pitbull and Jennifer Lopez have recorded the official World Cup anthem this year. It's called We Are One. And they're due to perform it on the opening ceremony at the World Cup. Thursday it starts.
Yeah, I know. I'm so excited.
Are you?
Yeah, it's just like, I love the World Cup. Just football on every day. Can't get away from it. Amazing.
There's a slight problem with the song. Jennifer Lopez has pulled out of performing it live at the World Cup.
So what do you think's going on there then?
It's production differences.
Yeah, but that could be anything, couldn't it?
Even she thinks their song sucks.
I mean, production differences sounds like... I mean, it just sounds like a vague excuse to me.
What does that mean, production differences? Anyway, at the end of the day, Lopez is off. She's not part of the equation anymore. Pitbull doesn't seem bothered. He's going to perform it anyway.
Potentially. I mean, is that confirmed?
Who wants just Pitbull doing the World Cup song? She does all the good sing bits. Well, not good, but she does the sing bits.
And what's going to happen with her bit? Is someone else going to come in and do it? Or
there's another lady on it, isn't there? So she'll probably do those bits as well. But it's not the same.
No.
So here's what I'm saying. I know it's 3 days away. Jennifer Lopez is out because of production differences. My Twitter is just full of hundreds of people all the time saying that my World Cup song with 5 Seconds of Summer is better anyway. Better than the official one.
I see where this is going.
And I'm sure I can make myself available. I'm sure the band can now that they finished with 1D at Wembley. I'm sure the band and all of their fans would be up for tweeting FIFA, let's say, and asking if we can replace Pitbull at the opening ceremony. I've got 3 dates.
Right.
And I'd be well up for that.
And you can be available for that. Someone can do the radio show on Friday. Or...
Yeah, I'm just putting it out there. If they're listening, 5 seconds of summer, let me know that you're in. I'm in for the rap, or like 10 seconds of it.
It
and we'll
like
fly to Brazil before the opening ceremony. It can still happen.
Okay, so it sounds like you're firmly up for this.
100%.
Right. And have you spoken to the band? Are they...
No, I'm going
it?
To tweet them now.
Okay.
And ask.
And how can everyone help you?
You can help me by... Well, I'll tweet the band first off to see what they're saying. If it's a yes from them, then let's all just tweet away and just get some kind of thing going on here. Because
okay.
I think, you know, time is not really on our side. We've got 3 days.
It's not.
So maybe retweet me if you
I'm sorry, and just to
if
get
you
your
think
ambition,
this should happen,
ambition correct with this, you're suggesting
on the stage
that
at the opening
if,
thing. Yeah.
Right. Right.
Why would that not be possible?
And we'll still be available to do the alternative commentary on the Red Button. I mean, you have got commitments away from your...
You'll probably have to do
your
it yourself.
Rapping.
Yeah, but, like, imagine being on the actual opening ceremony.
I know, it would be amazing.
Why is Lopez pulled out?
And then you're going to have to make some kind of excuse for being ill here for the Friday.
Well, no, then you'll see me on the TV in Brazil.
I know, but then you'll have to come back to do the radio show on Friday. I'm just saying, have you thought this through?
No, but I imagine if we were on it, because so many people love this song.
So and what do we need to do? So we just need to tweet away. I guess that's the best thing we can do.
Right, let's see how this, if anything happens, I'll get in touch with the band now and I'll keep you up to date, all right? So this is the unofficial World Cup anthem this year. It's by 5 Seconds of Summer, featuring Scott Mills. By the way, you've only got till midnight tonight to download this. After midnight, it will disappear from the Radio 1 website. You won't be able to get it anymore. Do it on a computer, download it, go to the homepage and you'll see a big box on there. You click on that, download it, and then you can have it forever. But after tonight, it will be gone. We're nearly at 50,000 downloads. Download it. Let's get to 50K. Come on.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
What are you tweeting?
I've just put tweet at FiveSauce and at FIFA World Cup to show your support to get us to Brazil.
See, I'm thinking...
So if you could retweet that, I think.
A nice snappy hashtag would help here. Get FiveSauce and Mills to Brazil. Keen?
Mills to Brazil. But then it's leaving the band out.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. Otherwise, they'll say that there's
a production meeting on air.
Well, no, otherwise they'll say there's production differences between you and 5 Seconds of Summer, and that you know that's pointless.
I don't want production differences.
Right. I've done a hashtag. Should we go with that?
What is it?
Get 5Sauce and Mills to Brazil. I can't think of any other way to put it.
Hang on.
Are we all agreed in here?
Well, it's not great, is it? Get
Oh, come on, man.
Rubbish.
Shall we?
And get 5Sauce and Mills to Brazil.
It's not the best, is
okay,
it?
Okay, it's fine for now. I'm sure someone will come up with a better one.
If anyone can, let's just put it out there. If anyone can help, get Scott Mills and 5 Seconds of Summer to Brazil.
And also, I'm waiting for the band to get back to me. Once the band are involved...
Let's do that first.
Then we're good. Then we can go next level.
The Scott Mills Daily.
There's a slight problem tonight. I was telling people to listen to my football documentary about making the perfect football single tonight at 9 o'clock on Radio 1. Now BBC One have gone and put David Blooming Becker on at 8:30 on BBC One.
It's a block, isn't it?
Absolute block. Right, so I've got a clip from this show, right? What is it, David Beckham goes down the Amazon for fun?
From what I see, he's going up the Amazon.
But why?
I'm not sure. I don't even think it's a charity thing, but...
Is he, like, doing gap year late?
It's basically, I think, David Beckham's gap year.
Right, and we're supposed to watch this, are we?
I can't be sure. I'm just trying to read up as much as I can very quickly here.
I mean, I love David Beckham, and who would watch him go up the Amazon for fun?
I would normally.
No, but why would you? Like, rather than listen to a documentary about making a perfect football song, you wouldn't do that.
It's just bad timing.
But why would you? Why would you watch it? Because it's David Beckham.
Don't be bitter about it. It's still, you know, it's David Beckham going up the Amazon. It's an odd one.
It's a BBC fighting against itself here, isn't it, really?
But you're just annoyed because they've scheduled something at the same time.
Yeah.
What we need to do is try put people off the David Beckham thing.
Well, I've got a clip here, right? So there he is in the Amazon. Here's David.
As you can see, literally in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, snake!
Where?
Oh, boy.
That poisonous?
Oh, my God.
Now, obviously, there's a snake there, and there'll be some music like this, but he's fine.
Yeah. Know when he looks at that snake that he's going to be absolutely fine.
Yeah.
because we would have heard about it if he wasn't.
Yeah, we'd know by now because it's obviously recorded.
You know, he's clearly fine.
And they'll try and seduce you with all this music and oh, is David going to be okay? There's a poisonous snake.
He'll be fine.
He's fine. Right. Listen to the Perfect Football Single documentary at 9 o'clock tonight on Radio 1 instead.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now on the show, we're speaking to actual Alan Shearer.
Oh my God.
Hello, Alan.
Good afternoon. Are you all right?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. I'm great, yeah.
Seriously, all of Chris's dreams, my friend here, Chris, are coming true in the last couple of weeks. He spat on John Barnes on Inuit Bingo, and now he's speaking to you on the actual phone.
It's an honour, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
So, quick question before we start, Alan. What are you doing tonight at 9 o'clock?
I'll be actually on the flight to Rio. I'm flying out later this afternoon, and I really can't wait. I'm so excited to get out there.
Oh, that's annoying. And it's because I've got a documentary on tonight at 9 o'clock.
Well, I definitely won't be watching it.
Unfortunately,
it's on the radio.
You can always listen back, though, Alan.
I'll of course, when I land in Rio, I'll be listening to it.
That's right. Get the BBC Radio iPlayer app. It's free for every phone.
Done.
Yeah, it's a documentary about the perfect football single that I've been making.
Go on.
With a band called 5 Seconds of Summer. Do you know them?
Should I know them?
If you are a girl in 13, then yeah.
Well, I don't know them.
Okay. It's a well good song, though.
I'll take your word for that.
Yeah, but you know, like, most World Cup songs are a little bit rubbish.
Yes.
No, I'm not even talking about, like, the England-specific ones. I'm talking about, generally, the World Cup songs.
Yes.
The one with Pitbull this year is a shocker.
Oof. Have you heard it, Alan Shearer?
I haven't heard it. Now, what about our Euro 96 song we had there? That was a good one. That was a bit catchy, wasn't it? Or John Barnes' one? No? Should I say that or not?
No, that's fine. No, but that's very true. But they were like, they were England-specific songs, really. And yeah. Scott's been trying to make an anthem which the whole world can enjoy.
Good luck.
It's better than Pitbulls, Alan Shearer. Would you like to hear the woes?
Go on.
It sounds like a football crowd, see? Listen. Called Hearts Upon Our Sleeve.
All right, I thought it was called Whoa.
Well, there's some woes in it. Yeah. There's a rap as well, inspired by Barnsley.
Lovely, that'll be all right. He's good at that, isn't he?
No, he's not on It's Me. Let me play this to you.
5 seconds of summer till the end of the game. The joy, the heartache, the tension, the pain. The striker shoots, there's a roar from the crowd. They think it's all over. It is now.
Yeah, that's on.
If I didn't know better, I would have said you've done that before.
Right. It's one take, actually.
It's not bad, is it? I mean, it sounds like an all right song, wouldn't you say, Alan?
It sounds brilliant. I'll have to get it.
Actual Guy Mowbray's on it as well.
Incredible scenes at BBC Radio 1. As Scott Mills and 5 Seconds of Summer have made a football song. It's 5 Seconds of Summer and Scott Mills 1, everyone else 0.
Yes.
See, it sounded like a good song until you had to put Guy Mowbray in there.
Fair enough.
Oh. Okay.
He's not done badly, considering he knows nothing about football and doesn't really confess much interest in... Not Guy Mowbray, you, Scott.
Oh, I was going to say, slag off Guy Mowbray. He's done all right for himself, like, you know, commentating on the last 10 World Cups, despite the fact he knows nothing about football. So are you working for BBC out there, Alan?
Yeah, I'm working for BBC, yet I think it'll be fabulous. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm sure it's going to be a great atmosphere. I just hope that we can do ourselves justice and do well.
And you get a cracking tan, that's the main thing.
Well, I haven't quite thought about that, to be honest, but maybe.
Do you know what? We announced last week that we're actually going to be joining your punditry team, me and Scott,
This is full of surprises for you, isn't it, Alan, this phone call?
It's a pleasure to be part of your team.
Yeah.
Brilliant. You'll talk more sense than myself and Hansen and Rio Ferdinand and Thierry Henry, so that'll be all right.
I doubt that very much. So, on Friday... are you doing anything for the Spain-Netherlands match on... No, is it Spain?
Yeah, Spain-Netherlands, Scott.
Are you doing Spain-Netherlands match on Friday?
I should know, but I haven't got my itinerary in front of me, but I think I am, you know, yeah.
OK, right, I was going to say maybe you want to press the red button, but you probably don't get that in Brazil.
No.
But here in the UK, if you press the red button on any BBC channel, it won't be you talking, it will be... Or Guy Mowbray talking, it'll be us larking about while the match is on.
Basically,
that's something to look forward to.
Yeah, basically, we're doing the alternative commentary on the red button.
All right, cool, that'll be good.
Mm.
That'll be good.
Well, you say that.
Have you done it before?
No.
No.
Well, it definitely will be good then.
But if you get a chance on the main channel on BBC One, if you can give us a decent shout out when you get the chance, that would be much appreciated.
You think that'll be allowed?
Yeah, it's all BBC, isn't it?
Oh, well, okay then.
Now, you will forget that. So, have you got a pen there?
I haven't got a pen, but I can easily grab one. Go on.
Thank you.
What are you going to get him to write?
Just so he reminds us.
He's blatantly doing that thing where he's gone to look for it.
Just get a pen.
You know what it is? I've got my phone in front. Is that any good?
Yeah, that's great. Okay.
Sorry.
So, Alan, if you just write down, shout out Scott Mills, Chris Stark. This is on BBC One on Friday. Tell people to press the red button.
Consider it done.
Thank you so much.
I'm definitely doing that.
What a gem.
Holland game, so yeah.
You are doing that one, are you?
I am doing that one.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Thanks so much for the shout-out. I'm thanking you now for what's
going on. Consider it done.
Yeah, thank you.
Also, when Scott said that we were going to be able to talk to you, obviously, I was well excited for that, but he told me that you once annoyed him on a flight.
Oh, did I? What
no, it wasn't you. It was the rest of the... Is it Newcastle?
Oh, right.
Yeah, they just kept doing that thing where, you know when you press the button to help and it goes bing?
Yeah.
Right, they were all going bing bong. Bing bong, bing bong for the whole flight. And actually, Alan, you were telling them to shut up.
Ah, well, there you go. See, there has to be one sensible one.
Yeah. I think they just... we were going to Abu Dhabi, from what I can remember.
That was a long flight. We would have been bored.
Yeah, they looked quite bored. Good to speak to you, Alan.
Cheers, guys, and you.
Have an amazing time in Rio.
I'm sure I'll try.
We'll look forward to seeing
England
you.
Do well or not, though, whether how great it is.
Do you have to come back if England are out, or do you stay there?
No, we're there for the duration. We're there to do the final also, and then we're back after the final.
It's all fun, isn't it?
Can I just quickly say you're a legend?
Oh, that's very kind of you. Thank you. So are you.
Yes, Alan Shearer called you a legend.
That's amazing.
The madness continues. Thank you very much, Alan. Have
Cheers,
a great time
guys,
in Rio.
You.
Good to speak to you.
Cheers, all the best.
Thank you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Rubbish, just remembered it's a friend's birthday today. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
How many times have you wrapped up something again that someone else has bought you? How many times? Go on.
I've done that a few times, yeah.
Okay, right, so it's someone that's bought you something for Christmas or birthday, put another wrapper on it. Oh, here we are. Here's your present.
Yeah, why not? Because it's yours and then you're still giving something away, aren't you? It's still fine, I think.
Have you done it with stuff that you've actually used and then gave it to them, or is it still in the box? Just trying to work out my options.
No, not stuff I've used, I don't think. You see, you're the worst at this because you don't have, like, a private Facebook. So you obviously don't see when birthdays pop up.
It's a problem. Just realised, just now.
It is rubbish when you're halfway through a day as well, because if you message now, do you know what I mean? It's nearly 3 o'clock. You should have done this earlier if you're going to do it.
Yeah, and they could be listening to this also.
That's
hearing me wrap up another present.
Okay. So whatever you get, it will now be assumed that it's going to be something that you own anyway. So just give them something that you've got in the cupboard, maybe.
Or in my bag now.
When are you seeing them? Straight after the show?
About an hour. Oh, I've got an hour, so it's fine.
So you've got time to run and get a card.
Got some musk in here. Oh, it's half used.
There's tinfoil in the kitchen, actually. I saw it earlier.
Okay, so get me the tinfoil to wrap it up with.
That'll do.
Deodorant.
That's a bit cheap.
Okay. But you have done that before, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's all fine.
It's allowed.
It's allowed, I think.
I just haven't got long, you know. I'm very busy.
Yeah, sure.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Chris, remember when we went for that massage in Greece a couple of years ago?
Of course. It was an experience for me and I think quite funny for you.
Chris had never had a massage before. I thought it'd be relaxing. We were in Cabos and it was me in one room and him in another, separated by a wall.
But I mean, not right to the top. There was a gap.
There was a gap at the top, so we could hear each other and we could speak to each other. And you were asking me what to do because you didn't know. And you did actually take all your clothes off, which you're not supposed to do.
There was a bit of a language barrier. I walked into this room and then I felt very much on my own. The lady said, basically in broken English, that she'd give me a couple of minutes to get ready. I didn't know what that meant, so I then...
Took everything off.
I stood there completely naked and vulnerable.
Yeah.
And she then came back in, she was...
oh, no. Yeah, you're supposed to leave your pants on. And then also, then you were making appreciative noises.
Yeah, again, I didn't know if it was like food. You know, when you go on those cookery shows.
No, not like that. Don't make noise.
But you do on those cookery shows, you make noise.
Not during massage.
Even though you don't really rate it that much.
Right, so I haven't told you this yet, because I'm a little bit embarrassed about it, to be honest. But let's bring it up now.
So, is this medical?
No. So I was on, it's not in London, but I was in a town near London, on a high street, okay? So all above board, all fine, next to like a chemist and a kebab shop.
Where's this going?
And I thought, like, it was a couple of weeks ago and I wanted to have a massage. So I did, and it was good price, 30 minutes, a lovely Thai lady, very relaxing, neck, shoulders, really good. Okay?
Yep.
Now here's the bit I don't understand. If people have massages a lot, maybe you can let me know if this is normal. So I'm lying there face down, and it's been very relaxing, as I say. The lady whispers in my ear, "Massage finished." And then slaps me on my bottom and then laughs.
Right.
So
what do you want to ask?
I want to know, is that, because it's made me paranoid ever since. Why is she laughing? And it's not once she does it. She does it two, maybe three, four times.
Okay.
So it's like, finish. What are you laughing at? What are you laughing at? Okay. Is it because it's wobbling a bit, or what are you laughing at?
Well, why would you?
Why are you doing that?
Had you fallen asleep? Was she trying to wake you up?
I don't know. It wasn't. Sorry, I was just answering answering one of the texts. No, I hadn't fallen asleep. I hadn't fallen asleep. I was very awake, but it was just a not funny. Why are you laughing?
Daily.
Still a lot of Twitter action around me putting my hat in to open the World Cup in Brazil with 5 Seconds of Summer, and our football song, as opposed to Jennifer Lopez and Pitbull, because J-Lo is now cancelled. She's not performing anymore. Hashtag get 5 Sauce and Mills to Brazil. It's too long, that. But
it does the job, mate. I can't be bothered to make something.
People do seem to be doing it, though, so it's fine. I just thought it was a little bit long. Hashtag get 5 Sauce and Mills to Brazil. The band have retweeted it, and FIFA are aware of it, I guess, because a lot of people are tweeting them.
So the band are keen.
The band seem keen. And, I mean, the next step is obviously getting flights. This is probably a problem, right?
It seems silly as booking the flights right now at great cost. But if you're willing to pay, I'm up for that.
I'm just saying, instead of Pitbull and Jennifer Lopez, me and 5 Sauce with our better football song could be there. And that's what I'm offering.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Working on a potential plan for Inyo Le Bingo tomorrow, which you don't... Well, you're not going to like.
Oh, good.
We will.
So, why would everyone else like it and not me?
Because you're kind of... More than ever, you're really the victim. I don't know whether it's going to happen yet, though, so I don't want to spoil... Yeah. I'm not going to say it now.
Don't want to spoil that nice surprise for me there.
So that's potential for tomorrow, just working things out for the rest of the week, a bit of admin. And then on Thursday at 1:45, it's going to be Ella Henderson, and she's going to be playing Inyo Le Bingo.
How do you think she will fare in this game?
Well, I spoke to her last week. Spoke to her a couple of times last week, and she is well up for it. She's watched all the videos. She knows exactly what's going on.
She can really project her voice. I can imagine her getting a lot of water and spitting it
out. Yeah, I mean, absolutely. There's a lot of lungs there, do you know what I'm saying? Not that you use your lungs for Inyo Le Bingo. I think I know what I mean. Anyway, Thursday, 1:45, Ella Henderson. That's going to be good, isn't it?
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello?
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
It's Amanda.
Amanda, where are you today?
I'm in Worcester.
How can I help?
I can't download your 5 Sauce song. I found the clip, which takes me straight to the page, but it only wants to download the whole podcast, not the song.
Oh. Right, okay. Bit of live troubleshooting here on Radio 1. So you want to download our World Cup song with me and 5 Seconds of Summer?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, where are you right now?
I'm on your page.
On the Radio 1 homepage, on a computer.
Mm-hmm.
There should be a massive box there which you click on.
Radio 1 homepage, yeah?
Yeah.
Big old box. It says free download.
I'll send a second.
Okay, yeah. We'll just wait.
We'll go. Mm-hmm. Hold music, Scott.
Hang on a sec. Please hold.
Your call is important to us. Please hold.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Yeah, we're back. Hi.
Hi. Yeah, I've got it now, but it just wants to play it. It doesn't want to download it.
I see. Right.
Oh, I've got it. I've got it now.
Is it a breakthrough?
Yeah. The computer's talking to me now.
Oh. So what was the problem before? It wasn't happening?
Yeah, it just, every time I clicked on it, it took me to the podcast instead.
Hmm. And what computer is it you've got there, please?
I've got a Mac.
Ooh. Hang on. Some people are saying they're having trouble downloading the song on their phone. So go to a computer, go to Radio 1 homepage, click on that massive box, and then you'll be able to download it. There's loads of instructions on there of how to do it.
In fact, they've added loads more instructions to make it even more simpler.
Excellent.
It's basically you click on the thing, right-click it, save as. It's all pretty standard.
And is that what you've done now?
Yeah, I tried on my phone first and it wouldn't do it, so I'd have to do it on a computer.
Yeah, computer's best.
That's the thing. If you want to keep it forever, use a computer. That seems to be the message here.
The other thing is, if you search for it, it won't come up in the BBC. If you search for the song, it won't come up at all.
Excellent. Please hold.
Yeah, please hold. So I've just been told you can search for it in any major search engine, just not on the BBC. So that's good. I hope I've been some help.
You have. You stopped me from being a massive idiot, so thank you.
Have I just been technical support?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I've always wanted to be one of those people on the, you know, the friendly people on the other end of the phone that are talking to stupid people like me about how to, like, work things.
Not that you're calling her stupid.
No, not you. I meant me. So I hope that helps. You've got the song now to keep forever.
Forever and ever.
I want to get to 50,000 downloads on this because we're really near.
Okay.
So it's free from the Radio 1 website. Go to the homepage. 50K would be pretty cool.
One more closer now.
Exactly. Thank you for that. And remember, you've only got until midnight. Then the song will disappear forever and you won't be able to get it anymore. So if you want the song to keep, go on a computer to the Radio 1 homepage and you can get my song with Five Sauce for the World Cup. Thanks very much, Amanda.
Thank you.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Dev.
Hi, Scott.
You okay?
Yeah, good. Have you caught some sun?
Over the weekend?
Yeah, just a little bit on your forehead.
Maybe a little bit. Is my forehead red?
A bit sun-kissed.
Is it red?
It's like borderline maroon and brown.
Yeah.
Right in between.
You should see his knees.
Let's have a look.
Well, no, your knees, under my trousers, but basically my I didn't put suntan cream on my knees. It's always the places you don't think of, isn't it?
Missed a bit of the knee. You'd have to take off your trousers to show me your knees. It's all right.
Also, look at his bites, please. He went to Berkshire.
I don't know what's going on.
What's bitten you?
Seriously, man, I don't know what's going on in Maidenhead, but there's some critters around there which are going.
Inflamed.
Mate, seriously, when you go on your trip to wherever you're going to go to, like somewhere, where is it? Like Pee-Pee or something. Like, much bigger there, the mosquitoes.
Oh,
bigger
I'm like
Maidenhead.
I get terrible insect bites whenever I go away. And I flare up as well. It's not very attractive.
Well, not when you go to Berkshire,
Dev. No, not Berkshire.
I mean, I'm just saying. Just look at him, white as a sheet, apart from his knees. And it's time for Real or No Real with Dev. He's in for Greg at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Is this true?
There is a breed of guinea pigs, often kept as a pet, that don't have any fur and have to wear factor 50 sun cream on hot days.
Oh, same as you.
Yeah.
Even on the knees.
Guinea pigs.
Actual guinea pigs, no fur. They need sunblock of 50.
But that's mad because they wouldn't have evolved like that. It's not like these guinea pigs are going out for a tan, are they? It's not like
cracking
tan.
Skinny
guinea pigs and some little sort of loungers.
It's true. They wouldn't have evolved like that. But then,
aren't guinea pigs from Papua New Guinea? And they have a huge festival out there where they pamper and care for guinea pigs and treat them like people. And at the end of it, they cook them and eat them. So I can see that in the sort of looking after process that they would slap a bit of sun cream on them every day.
What? So they're all nice to them and then it's like in the pan?
Yeah. For about, I think it goes on for 2 or 3 months or something. They look after them, they dress them up, they take pictures, then cook them and eat them at the end of it.
Send them on holiday.
Yeah. Also, guinea pigs from Papua New Guinea.
I know I'm going to sound like an idiot. Excuse me, that's my grilled halloumi. I think they are, aren't they?
I don't know. So, guinea pigs that need factor 50 sun cream, real or no real?
I think this is silly. They wouldn't have evolved that way. I'm saying no real.
I can see someone spending the time slapping a bit of sun cream on some guinea pigs. I'm saying real.
That one's real.
Yes!
Yeah, they're called skinny pigs and they need all the sunblock.
That's weird, isn't it? Putting suntan cream on a guinea pig. Yeah, what's that about?
The texture.
Mind you, no fur, so easier. Yeah. And next.
When the 1950 England World Cup team landed in Brazil, their plane was boarded by officials and they were sprayed down with pesticide.
Bit harsh. I mean, that's a bit of a rude welcome.
This, hello, England. Let me spray you down.
This happens to you when I remember going to Trinidad earlier in the year, and you stop in St. Lucia for about 20 minutes and then you fly to Trinidad, and they do that. They sort of say, ladies and gentlemen, I'm just going to go through the carriage now and spray
tell
some
you
pesticide.
To, yeah, and they tell you to cover your mouth.
Cover your mouth, and if you've got contact lenses, to cover your eyes as well.
And the two stewardesses just go down the plane, or steward.
You are joking. You are joking me.
What?
They spray you down.
They don't spray you.
Are you doing this to wind me up?
No, they go down the aisle, spraying, don't they? Spray. Yeah.
And
they
everyone just sits there and takes it. Yeah,
you have to.
Unless you've got contact lenses. You've got
is this real? Yeah. Is it, does that honestly happen?
Yeah, imagine like a deodorant spray, but they hold it up and they just walk down the aisle with it constantly spraying.
Perfectly normal.
Have you never watched me and my mum's favourite programme, Nothing to Declare? Have you seen how seriously Australians take like anything that is going to affect the agriculture in the country, like, you know, pests and like...
It's just to make sure they're covered. It happens, I mean, where the tropical places you're going to be going, definitely they'll spray the
right,
plane.
I'm saying, does this kind of happen on, a trip to Bali, if you were to
yes,
be going?
Yeah, it will do,
definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. Anywhere
is that where
we
you're
have
going?
To get,
you're going Bali.
Lord, anywhere we have to get injections. Yeah. Real or no real, England team being sprayed with pesticide in the 1950s.
Well, by the sounds of it, this happened. I can't believe this. I'm saying.
But this is like them actually being sprayed personally.
I'm going to say real. Then can someone tell me the truth about this?
Yeah. I'm saying real as well.
That one is real.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's true. Also, the flight took 31 hours with stops in Paris, Lisbon, and Dakar. Long.
And the other thing's real as well.
That is real.
Yeah, no, it really
happens. Spray you down.
I'm not winding you up. It really happens.
They spray it along the aisles. There's nothing to worry about. It's quite normal. It's for your safety. And next.
Despite being one of the world's top 100 richest women, Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling still collects coupons to get herself a free coffee each week.
Rowling,
I love that. I love that, though.
That she's still a little bit of a scrimper.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone loves a bargain.
I mean, I love a 99p shop.
Right.
Not even a pound.
Here's the thing, right? And this is where J.K. Rowling is similar to you.
What?
She wasn't someone who was born into money.
Good point.
Right?
Yeah.
So a bit like you, you do very well for yourself, Scott. You're a celebrity, you know, a Radio 1 legend. You do all right
for
yourself.
Don't call me a legend.
But... but...
Take the compliment.
But you will go
to... another word for old.
You'll go to a pound store and like, buy, you know, a load of pens, you know... Rightfully so, really cheap. You'll be really quite tight on that kind of front. You'll come in very proud saying, look, I've bought everyone pens.
Nothing wrong with that.
So it's weird. You're two different types of person. You're very extravagant in one case and then very thrifty in the next.
Remember when I bought those permanent markers in for everyone?
Yes.
I don't know why. They were on offer.
But
J.K. Rowling's going to be the same, right? She probably used to save up all these. Now she's got all the money.
It's a really good point.
She's got them coupons, though, innit? Like, in the coffee shops, it's like, buy 10, get one free. So, real or no real, she still loves a coupon, J.K. Rowling.
Yeah, I think she'd be too embarrassed to use a coupon. I'm saying no real.
I'm saying real.
That one is no real.
Yes!
Damn, you're doing very well.
Can't be doing that if you're J.K. Rowling. You'd be recognised. And she's got loads of money.
Yeah, we know that she's a millionaire.
Next!
Within the last hour, Lily Allen has released a song about a fridge. It's called Yummy and includes the line, it's never unconditional, a fudge is not nutritional.
Ooh. I was getting ready to say no real into the lyric there at the end. That sounds like something Lily would write.
It's breaking real or no real news if this is happening.
Well, yeah,
we don't really have this.
If this is true, then it's just happened.
I wouldn't put anything past Lily nowadays. Released an album called Jesus.
Yeah.
She released a World Cup song round about this time in the afternoon, sometime last week, I think it was.
She's gone coming out of everywhere, hasn't she?
I think she just, when she fancies popping one out, she just does.
Is Lily a bit bored at home? Possibly. Is that what's going on right now?
I like it. Yeah, she did a World Cup one. She's got now one about a fridge, if that's true, real or no real.
Oh, I'm going to say real.
All right, then. Just to be devil's advocate, I'm saying no real.
That one is real.
Wow.
So she's just posted it on her SoundCloud, along with some other unreleased album tracks. Do you want to hear Yummy, the song about a fridge?
Yeah, go on.
It's never unconditional. Fudge is not nutritional, nor is Coca-Cola. Haagen-Dazs with
chocolate chips are emigrating to my hips. Refrigerator to Bridget Nil.
Sounds like something of Willy Wonka.
It is a bit.
Do you know what I mean? Augustus Gloop.
Save some for later,
Lily Wonka. And anyway, so that one was designed for the Bridget Jones soundtrack.
Lily Wonka. Oh, Lordy. I've got to tweet that now. That's the funniest thing we've ever said, I think.
Thank you, I said it. And at the end of that round of Real or No Real?
I got 20, Dev got 30.
Yes. Oh, Lord. Wow, that was fun. What's on your show today, Dev?
I have an amazing Radio 1 Rocks-themed star cooler. It's very, very exciting. We're going to get that on after 5 o'clock today. That's all I want to say. Keep listening. It's rock-themed.
Those were the best bits of Monday's show. Join us tomorrow, if you can, between 1 and 4 on BBC Radio 1. News just in. 1:45. Calabro, winners of Britain's Got Talent, are playing Innuendo Bingo. All of them.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.